on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut
you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, and boy, was there a lot of it made over the long 4th of July weekend. Let me start with the most horrific thing, the murders in Highland Park, Illinois. Highland Park, Illinois, July 4th, the crowd watching the Independence Day parade, the July 4th parade, and a sick murderer opened fire from a rooftop, dressed as a woman so that he could escape afterwards to cover up his tattoo. Nasty-looking thing. If you saw his picture, it's a nasty-looking thing. And he just peppers the crowd. He murdered 7 people, more than 40 wounded. Let me unpack this a little bit. Highland Park has an ordinance against ownership of AR-15-style weapons, including AR-15s. This guy used an AR-15-style weapon. Semi-automatic that could pump out massive amounts of rounds in very short time. Some people sued Highland Park years ago about that ordinance. It went to the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld Highland Park's ordinance, but Justice Thomas, Clarence Thomas, dissented, and he said that people should be able to have AR-15s, and they were needed for hunting and all that. Let me tell you something. There's no hunter I know that goes hunting anything with an AR-15. Deer, pheasant, turkey. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Well, it also came out that these weapons, and he had more than one, may have been legally purchased by the guy. His name is Cremo, C-R-I-M-O, Cremo. May have been legally purchased. He fired 70 rounds. It was similar to an AR-15. His father, I mean, there's some very, very odd little twists here that aren't necessarily relevant to why he did it. His father ran for mayor of Highland Park a few years ago and lost badly. The incumbent beat him with more than 70% of the vote, but there's no evidence that he did it in revenge for that. The guy was a guy, if you looked at his Facebook posts and social media, was a sadist. You know, he'd put on beheadings, he would put on murders, and he would talk murderous language. Now, normally, if we had red flag laws, which we don't, in other words, where a family member can go in and take someone's guns if they think they're a danger, his father would have gone in and said, look, this guy's nuts, take his gun. But his father was bad news. His father, right after the Uvalde shooting, put like on a tweet that said, we have to remember to preserve the Second Amendment. Right after the Uvalde shooting in New Mexico, or in Arizona, I should say, Texas, I'm sorry, it's a long 4-day weekend, Uvalde, Texas, right after that shooting. The father tweeted, he liked a tweet that said, we've got to preserve the Second Amendment. Well, no one's saying you can't preserve the Second Amendment. Doesn't mean you have to have semi-automatic weapons that can pump 70 rounds in a very short period of time. Some other things that happened there. This guy, Cremo, had tried to enter a synagogue in Highland Park a little while before. Unfortunately, the rabbi threw him out during Passover services in April. And the synagogue had security. Sadly, synagogues around the country have security for a variety of reasons. It's partly because the far right has targeted them. It's also partly because with more immigration from jihadist countries, there have been violence against Jews from that source as well, especially in the Northeast and the East, but even in California. Now, what are we going to do about this? We have Uvalde, 19 little ones killed, 2 teachers. Now we have Highland Park, Illinois. And it was chilling when I saw the video of this. I worked in Chicago for a little over a year, some time ago when I got out of law school. I was a law clerk to the chief judge of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, Thomas Fairchild, when I got right out of law school. You know, and they hire people that just got out of law school to help them draft opinions. And we sat in on oral argument. It was the most wonderful job I've ever had. But in any event, my wife and I lived in Highland Park because she taught in North Chicago, which is north of Highland Park, speech and language therapist. And so I take the train in to the Loop every day. And our apartment on Glencoe Avenue was very close to where the shooting occurred. The shooting occurred on Central Avenue. That's where the parade was. That's right there in downtown Highland Park. Glencoe Avenue, where our apartment was, is just to the south of that. Maybe two blocks, that kind of thing. And so looking at the video and looking at those storefronts, I'll tell you what, it brought back a lot of good memories of the location and really very sad memories of what occurred here. What are we going to do about this? I mean, everybody sits around. You're going to hear Ted Cruz. You're going to hear Abbott of Texas. You're going to hear the whole Republican caucus, including Moscow Mitch, including Kevin McCarthy, every one of them, every one of them, even Mitt Romney, all the rest of them. We'll cluck in disappointment. They'll cluck, 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 and they'll say, well, we shouldn't have, you know, this shouldn't happen. We've got to put more money into mental illness, even though they veto money for mental illness. They veto it. Why do I say they veto it? Because they filibuster it. They filibuster it. So they're lying when they say they're going to do anything about it, but not a word is said about simply designating AR-15-style weapons as military weapons. As military weapons. You know, I don't know if I have to say this till I'm blue in the face. Nobody listening to this show, nobody in Texas, nobody in Mississippi thinks that private citizens should be allowed to own nuclear weapons. Nobody. And if you do, you're seriously disturbed. Nobody thinks that private citizens should be able to own biological weapons or machine guns. Machine guns were outlawed in the 1930s. Little wrinkle, you can get a machine gun. There's a way to do it by applying for a permit. But I'll tell you, that permit is the most convoluted paperwork you've ever seen in your life, and you better have a really good reason, and they will not believe what reason you're going to come up with in law likelihood. You're not going to get a machine gun. Nobody believes that people should be able to hold Stingers or Javelins or shoulder-held missile launchers. Nobody. Why? Because they don't want people renting apartments right near the airport and then in a fit of mental illness or rage shooting at commercial airlines taking off and landing. There's a deeper issue here, and I don't think that people have adequately analyzed this. Why is it that the NRA, Trump, Ted Cruz, all these people, don't object to the prohibition against ownership of shoulder-held missile launchers? Why is it? It's because the NRA and Trump and Cruz fly in airplanes. They would be impacted. They would be on airplanes that take off and land in airports. And they don't want themselves jeopardized. That's the only reason. They do not think they're in jeopardy from a nut getting an AR-15. Why do I say that? Many of them live in gated communities. There are guards at the ends of the communities. Many of them send kids to private schools, which have security in some cases, but in other cases, they're not obvious targets to people who don't know where their kids are in school. They have security. Many of them have security, not just the leadership. The leadership in Congress, in both houses, both parties, has security, massive security. But the FCC passed a reg a little while ago that said it was permissible for members of Congress to use campaign funds to pay for security. And I have no quarrel with that. So they all have security. All of them. All of them. and so to their kids and their wives and husbands. And they should, sadly, in this era. But why is it that so many Republicans feel very comfortable going, oh no, we're not going to designate AR-15s as military weapons because they're not going to be shot by them in all likelihood. But every one of them flies on airplanes. This is, and you know, federal judges did this a long time ago. The Age Discrimination Act prohibits discrimination based on age. And the judges issued opinions that said that you can't discriminate on age, even to the point where if somebody is 75 or 80 years old or 85, you can't fire them just because their age, except for one thing, airline pilots. There was a reg that said that airline pilots had to step down at the age of 60. 60. A lot of people are very, very vigorous at 60. Why is that? Because federal judges fly on airplanes. That's why. They're not crazy. They don't want to crash. But then they say you can't have age-mandated retirements for any other profession, even handling dangerous chemicals, even in foundries or anything else. I personally don't believe in age restrictions. So I think their decisions were correct in the other industries. But the hypocrisy of saying, we will not permit any age restriction except for where it may affect us. And the Republican Party is doing the same thing. We will not permit any restriction on weapons except where it affects us. And it affects them with shoulder-held missile launchers. Well, I got news for you. We got to take back the Senate. We have the Senate. We got to get a bigger majority because Manchin and Sinema are not reliable. Got to take the House. And I think we simply pass legislation designating AR-15s and similar weapons as military. That's all we got to do. They're military weapons and civilian weapons. And military weapons should not be in the hands of wannabes who can't get into the military or afraid to go in the military or are nuts or whatever they are. Sick as dogs, we do not want them. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.